Here's an example of in the Florida District Court of Appeals in 2001. This is more a case, Family Court Rose versus Dito. Let's look at the details real quick. So the pretrial facts are that Kelly Dito and Joseph Rose, at the time of their divorce, entered into a marital settlement agreement that included child support payment. And this agreement was incorporated in the final judgment of dissolution of marriage. Now, Rose fell behind in his payments, and the agreement was modified several times, with the final modification requiring Rose to make two $10,000 payments to satisfy his arrearages at a discount. The agreement provided if Rose failed to comply with the allegations, with the obligations, Dito would seek payment of the full amount of his arrears plus interest. Rose tendered the first $10,000 payment 2 days late, and Dito refused to accept. That's a rejection there, right? So Dito sued Rose for child support arrears and with prejudgment interest, attorney's fees, and costs. So the decision here is the trial court awarded Dito the full amount of her claim. The Florida District Court of Appeals then reversed and remanded the decision, the case. And the issue was that the former husband 2 day delay in tendering his first installment child support payment, a material breach that permitted his former wife to refuse to accept the payment. And the rule here is that that time was, well, the rule said was that time is of the essence if one, the contract expressly stated that time is of the essence and was not. Treating time as not of the essence would create a hardship, or three, the contract gives express notice that performance is to be within a stated time, possibly a grace period. The application here, the parties agreement did not state that time was of the essence, so no hardship was created by the 2 day delay payment, and no grace period or other language indicated that time was of the essence. The conclusion here is that although Rose breached the contract by tendering his first installment on time, by not tendering his first installment on time was not of the essence, so therefore his breach was not a material breach that would justify Dito's refusal to accept his payment.